every time he puts on that Deutschland jersey, like he turns it up a notch. Yeah. Because in the NBA, he's not known as that guy. I mean, even though he's talented and he can do his thing, but every time he comes to play for his country, that dude kills.
Shows out.
Let it fly. Take one.
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of the Let It Fly podcast. No biggie, just our first ever recording in front of a live audience. Say hi everybody. JD screwed up again. That was you, right?
Was that me? That was me.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't me.
So thank you everybody, first of all, for being here. Thank you to everybody watching and listening for all the support for the podcast for the past 9 episodes. So we're recording this at Yes Please in front of all our friends and family. Guys, say hi again, please. Just so they know that we actually have friends, right? So once again, thank you so much for being here, for being part of our little show's history. I would like to start by saying that I was supposed to be seated there, but Saul wanted to show everyone his shoes, so I'm going to give your shoes their moment. Okay, that's why. That's why. Okay, and also, we're giving Saul a pass because he was the only one who predicted that Germany was going to take it all. Let's give it up for Saul, everybody.
Can we get a little louder or not? There we go. Come on now.
Hindi naman kayo napilitan masyado, no? So we're recording this right after our watch party for the finals of the FIBA World Cup, where Germany faced Serbia. First of all, Saul, I'll give you your floor. Go ahead and gloat.
Well, actually, I'd rather not have the floor right now because I think we did have, I don't know if we call it a bet or nothing, but I think JD should have the floor right now. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, oh.
All right. So we made a bet.
No. You don't have to, no disclaimers. Just go ahead and say what you got to say.
So I got the floor, so I
can
talk.
Yeah, just say, don't just put disclaimers out.
Can I just talk? So we made a bet that the winner has, well, the loser. Loser has to say something on next episode, right?
Uh-huh.
I can't believe I got to fucking say this. So I got to admit that Saul is the smarter, more intelligent basketball player, the highest IQ out of the entire bunch. So whenever that is, probably next episode when we got to interview this special person that we're going to announce at the end of the show.
That's right.
But yeah, so God damn it.
I didn't hear it, though. Can you say, I didn't hear it. Can you say it again?
That Saul is the smartest guy.
Smartest basketball
mind. Smartest basketball player.
You've ever been around.
With the highest IQ.
Thank you.
Does that make you feel good?
I just know basketball. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Are you saying JD does it? Okay, before we get into that, first of all, they did have that bet. Also doing an over-under. How many more episodes before these guys... Lagi sila nag-aaway. Okay. Let's go. Let's talk about everything that happened in the last week. First question, biggest surprise of the tournament for you?
For me, it's still South Sudan. Like, I didn't think they were going to bring it the way they did and locking a spot in the Olympics. A lot of people didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. That was really impressive to me. Outside of my picks with Australia and Canada that were kind of short run, but for sure, South Sudan was kind of... They were the ones for me.
Yeah, my biggest surprise is obviously Team USA.
Yeah.
I mean, to see...
Yeah, facts.
You know, it's surprise and disappointing to see that, you know, they got a good collective group of talent, but really couldn't put it together. It's a testament to show, like, you can't just put talented guys together and roll the ball out and win games. Especially nowadays, like, everybody... is playing at a level. All these other countries have caught up now, and now they're playing with continuity. They're playing with a connectivity that they've had since, again, like I said before, like at grassroots level.
Yes.
And now these you know, Team USA, they're throwing different teams, different guys together. You know,
sounds familiar.
Yeah,
sounds like a very familiar problem.
Sounds a lot like Gilas. And you know, even you know, here in the Philippines, we try to mimic a lot of things with America. You know what I'm saying? We try to be a really, really Westerned out here. And we're doing that with basketball, too. And yes. I think it's time to shift a little bit and look at these other countries that are, you know, a Germany, a Serbia, and the way that they play rather than a USA, you know, because obviously usually they come out and they put the big time superstars, LeBron James and,
yeah.
you know, the Kobe Bryants and, you know, they put those guys together. Of course, you could roll the ball out and they're going to win you games. They're going to go out and win you the goal. But,
yeah.
you know, you got Anthony Edwards who is a superstar leading your team. These other teams ain't going to play that, you know, and it's crazy to see how the NBA game doesn't translate to this FIBA game, because even defensively, automatic in the NBA, switch easy, right? You see that.
Yeah,
pick and roll, switch. Down screen, switch. It's a lazy defense because they have a defensive 3-second rule, right? In FIBA, they don't. You got guys that are helping, doing the lazy switches. It's not – these teams are going to take advantage of it like Germany did against them. They switching. Now they – going, throwing it down to the wing, yeah. down to the post, having a mismatch. So, I mean, it's just, you see these other teams, the way that Serbia play, fighting over screens, guys helping the helper, dropping down to the nail, stuff like that. It's like, that's how you're supposed to play basketball. Mm-hmm. USA gave it, what, 120-something in a 40-minute game against Canada? Come on, bro, you can't win like that. Like, can't win like that.
Yeah, that's
bro,
true.
Bro, she just asked, who was your shock surprise of the tournament?
Yeah,
but he is an incredible basketball mind. Let's
analysis.
Let him talk. Okay, let's let him talk.
I know basketball.
It's fine. I love being a part of this show because I get to pick the minds of these guys. But we are opening up the floor to you guys later on. By the way, if there's anything you want to ask Sol or JD, don't ask me anything. I know nothing. But if you have any questions about the FIBA World Cup, about these two, we're going to be opening up the floor later on. The mic will be yours. Let's expound a little bit on what you said, Sol. It was surprising. It was disappointing. What you said about Team USA, I think we can relate to as Gilas fans, right? It's chemistry is so important, and that's really something that we learned here in the FIBA World Cup. What do you think the USA needs to do differently? They have 4 years, right? They have four, but the Olympics is next year. What should they do differently? Because it's very apparent that the rest of the world is catching up, right?
JD, go ahead.
I would say they don't need to bring their B or C team, right? I think USA needs to understand that, yes, the world has caught up to the USA. And I think they have to bring their horses to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in their guys, the younger guys. This was a young team on Team USA.
Very young team.
I would almost say there wasn't really a bona fide leader on that team. It was kind of collective. So, I mean, I just think, you got to bring your A team. You got to keep it that simple. Most of these countries, they're all bringing their top guys from their country. So I just think, yo, they just got to match that. And I think they would still be at the top of the echelon.
Agreed.
At the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the World Cup's a big thing, but I think they're more focused on Olympics. Like, I think they bring their big dogs out in Olympics to win an Olympic gold medal. I think they will do that, and I think they'll bring the big dogs out. I mean, the World Cup obviously was a wake-up call for them. They thought that they could throw these guys together, go out,
yeah.
and win a gold. I mean, imagine if Serbia had Jokic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that team is the way that they play. Like, them with Jokic, I think they could
be a
stacked USA team, honestly. I think Jokic brings them that much better. But, yeah, I mean, I think they really have to start prioritizing these other tournaments to kind of put the world on notice that, hey, it doesn't matter what tournament it is, we're here.
Yeah.
We're the best in the world. I think you guys saw that track star talking about, they say world champions when they win the title.
Yeah.
But it's not a world title because they're only playing in America.
Mm-hmm.
But their argument is they're the best players in the world, right? It's the best league in the world, best players in the world. But when you come on this world stage and then you don't even get a podium finish, how can you say you're the best league in the world? You know what I'm saying? So I think they really have to start backing that up and bringing their best players. Mm.
A good friend of mine, Coach Charles Chu, he tweeted, I think that was a couple of nights ago, he was talking to someone from a European team, he didn't say who, and they said that, he was asking them, like, how much do you guys pay your players? Because you see guys like Luka, right? Yeah. Who's like, I want to play for my country. And then you see Team USA, they got the really young guys, you know, the big guns there weren't really able to make it. Mm-hmm. And the person said that they pay their players $300 a day. So it's really like their love for country that was pushing them to play. I mean, we all know how much Jordan Clarkson got paid. We all know how much Kai got paid. What can we do? What can the Philippines do to ignite that kind of love? Not just from the players, but we all know it's a political game, right? Philippine basketball, it's like 60% politics.
Sure.
So how do we get to that point?
You try and get us in trouble.
Always.
I think it's easier said than in done. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts in this. I think one of our biggest, like, pink elephant in the room situations is that
is a pink elephant?
You don't know what a pink elephant is? I thought you were the smartest guy out of the group.
Any color elephant, but pink is good. Okay.
You never heard of that?
Magawa na naman sila. Pink elephant in the room.
You're the smartest guy in the group. I think just the way we set up our national team, I think that needs to be evaluated. I think we always had the problem, and me and Saul talked about this, that we don't just have 12 guys who are the best in the Philippines. We got like 30.
Yeah.
More than that, shit.
Or more, right? So I think that in itself is a tough thing to do when you're trying to put it down to 12. And I think just that in itself, on top of the infrastructure that we need to be on one page, one wavelength, all the way through, whether that is making sure all the players can get 2 months of practice time together before this big tournament or that big tournament. Because I know that takes a lot. A lot of people got to sacrifice. A lot of teams got to sacrifice for that. So it's easier said than done. But I think the more that we prioritize that, the better we're off we'll be as a country, right?
Will that day ever come, though, is the question.
We've been harping about this since we've been hoping. So, I mean, what's it been, like 16 years? So I think until we address that the right way.
Just
like,
aged us.
Full commitment. What's up?
You just aged us?
Yeah, we're old
Saul's
as shit.
Saul's 32 forever.
Saul, you're 40. 34. Yeah. I think until we really address that, like, we're going to just keep going through the same motion
cycle.
Over and
horrible
over and
cycle.
Over again.
Yes. Saul, thoughts?
I mean, I think your question was about these guys playing for their country for $300. I don't know what the hell he was answering, but for their par diem, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, but I feel like they get paid more in their league, right? I'm pretty sure they get paid a lot more.
That's true.
Than
you
these
think
PBA
so?
Players, right? So it's like
over the table, but even under the table,
over, under, whatever it is. I mean, they're getting paid more than these other guys. So
they're getting paid more than Gabe for sure.
Shit,
poor Gabe.
Water.
Sorry, Gabe.
But rain or shine, his whole career.
Sorry,
damn. I think. Are we the lowest? If you want to put in the top 25 countries.
No, I'm not going to expose us like
you
that.
You don't want to say that?
Shit, we make hella money.
That's what we're here for.
To hell.
I would like to see, like, the numbers. Like, we got the top 25 teams in the world based on their countries, on how much their average player makes. Mm-hmm. I would be interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on that. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
We really don't know what these guys are getting paid. Obviously, we know what Jordan Clarkson's getting paid. We know what
Kai's getting paid
because it's public, you know, news. But the way that what we're getting paid can't be public news. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we know why.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just a matter of coming out and wanted to represent your country, whether it's for the dollar or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell the way that these guys played, it was for pride. Yeah. Even watching USA, it didn't look like the way they played defensively, it was a lot of stuff that wasn't connected, but it didn't look like they were playing for a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I mean, honestly, if you were a casual fan, you'd probably only know a couple of players on Team USA, right?
Casual fan like you?
Oh!
Wow!
Snap!
That's the inside joke. That's the inside joke.
It is an inside joke.
Somebody in our comments called her a casual fan.
I know! If you're watching, heck you. Okay, now let's talk about the semis. Let's talk about the semis first. Couple of huge upsets. Did anyone... Okay, none of us even mentioned Serbia.
No, not at all.
None of us mentioned Serbia.
Nope.
So I had the pleasure and the honor of hosting a few games of the World Cup. I was a World Cup MC. And Serbia was one of the teams that was assigned to me. So I watched every single one of their games. And when I was watching them, I was like, damn, yeah. These guys are a well-oiled machine. So how could we have forgotten about them? They're ranked number 6 in the world. No one even said Serbia. Is it because we knew that Jokic wasn't playing?
Easy answer.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think all of us were like, Jokic isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
right?
It.
I mean, in my mind, I still say Serbia. I just didn't say it out loud. Because my mind already knew that they would be there.
Sure.
But I think just because Jokic wasn't there, we all were like,
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Especially these other teams. Like, you know, to see USA and Canada with all the NBA players, you would think, like, those are the guys that are going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So I think no one... I mean, how many NBA players Serbia has?
Three. Bogdanovic, Jovic,
Nikolovic,
and that other guy. I can't remember his name. But Pokusevski.
I don't know, but that boy Aramovic, he might get a look. The way he played, he might get a look.
What number is
he? Might.
Number 30.
Yeah.
He played big for them in both games.
That dude 23, though, he's going to be feeling it. He's going to be feeling real bad tonight, though.
Now that we're on the topic, so... You guys are huge basketball heads. I'm sure you watched a lot of the World Cup games. Any other people who stepped up for you that you think deserves a look by NBA scouts?
Well, the guy I just said.
I know, aside from him.
That shooter from Germany, number 42? Was it 42?
Ops, that Schroeder from Germany. Ops. That shooter from Germany.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy you said
wet
mustache? The wet mustache?
Very good.
No, I'm not saying it. But he's a great shooter. Mm-hmm. I think that dude should get a look. Anyone who can shoot the rock, man, they got to get a look. So, agreed. I mean.
The way that he played against USA, I saw Steve Kerr. Like, you'll fit right in my
John
system.
John Paxson, Steve Kerr, yeah.
Yeah, you'll fit right in my system. Like, shooter galore.
Yep, that dude should get a look.
For me, like, this is a guy that's already in the NBA. But I think this World Cup really, really erased a lot of the bad rep that he got was Dylan Brooks.
Dylan, oh my gosh.
He
was incredible
himself.
Today. Was it 21 points in the first quarter, first half?
You got to respect it, man.
Yeah, he redeemed himself. Like he played horrible after poking the bear, and now he kind of like redeemed himself. Everyone was like, how'd he get paid all that money?
Yeah, I was one of those,
He showed what he could do. You know what's crazy to me about this World Cup stuff? And I'm probably going to get fried for this, but... Canada won to get the bronze, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's the first time medaling.
Yes.
But it's like they're pretty happy for winning third place.
Yep.
Woo! Serbia.
Canadians in the house.
Yeah, shout out to the Canadian. Shout out to the Canadian, John Samira. Yeah, here we go. One Canadian here. But and I'm sure Serbia's they're not too sad about, you know, obviously they had a chance to win gold, but they got a podium finish and they're silver medalists.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, there's only one champion. They don't do second place silver medals. They don't do third place, whatever. Like, they don't have a third place game. But if they did, imagine how many medals LeBron James would have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, call me bronsexual, whatever. How many medals would this dude have? Like... He went to, 9 straight finals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was celebrated in a way of, like, that he's getting medals for, you know, being happy to have a silver medal in these finals. No, but he gets shredded for being in the finals that many times and not winning that and losing just because Jordan won six, whatever, right? But it's like these dudes get celebrated for winning silver and bronze medals. Like, for that's something I don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be crazy to see if they really celebrated. You know what's funny? They do that in the PBA, bro. I hate that shit.
They still do that?
No.
When I was a kid, they did that. Battle for third.
I hate that shit.
They did it back in the day.
Listen, you'll win a championship. I don't know people who watch the PBA. The championship will be won.
Yeah.
The team goes back in the locker room. Both teams go back in the locker room. They're celebrating. Not both teams. The team that lost goes in the locker room. They bring them back out.
Yes.
To get this second place trophy. I'm like, yo, bro. Like, why?
Yo,
they just lost. Why are you bringing them back out?
They got to show a compilation of like every team that has to come out with a sad face. Everyone's pissed off.
They're all pissed.
No one wants to touch the trophy. No one ever wants to touch the trophy. They'll make the rookies touch it. Like,
dog, get it. Like, they got to take that shit out, bro.
That's
like,
true.
That's different.
That's true.
That makes zero sense
if
to me.
If anyone from the PBA is watching, take notes because this is a great
Nobody
idea.
Likes that.
Nobody no likes that. That. No, we like watching it as fans because it's so awkward, right?
The now, raffles are still coming down.
Yeah.
And, oh,
super
dude.
Sad.
And then you
got to
shake the dude's
super
hands
sad.
Again. Like, congratulations.
That's the worst, bro.
I hate you all.
I hate this.
Get us out of here. Now let's open up the floor for questions from the audience. I know that some of you guys want to ask these guys some stuff. So go ahead. Who wants to go first? Don't be shy. And by the way, at the end of our recording, we're going to be doing a really nice giveaway. So please stay. This is our way of bribing you to not leave. Keep ordering food and drinks. It's all on JD. Put it on JD's tab. Here we go. Questions from the audience. Dom, I hear you have something to ask. Yes. Come on here. There's a mic over here.
If it's a good question, you're going to make the podcast.
While Dom is coming up, remember, for our basketball signature giveaway, you got to make sure you sign up for Instagram, YouTube, and register for the 20 Bet app. Check it out, y'all. Register
fan.
In. Get
Hi
that
guys.
Free basketball.
You a Bron fan.
Yes,
you got
Dom.
A Lakers hat on?
Yeah, for sure.
Bronsexual.
Let's go.
Like, soul over here.
Let's go. Yeah. So, I just want to know, like, these past 3 weeks, who are the players that impressed you guys the most throughout the duration of the World Cup?
Good question.
For me, Saakin, I think it's Dennis Schroeder. Like,
Dennis Schroeder.
I think every time he puts on that Deutschland jersey, like, he turns it up a notch.
Yeah.
Because in the NBA, he's not known as that guy. I mean, even though he's talented and he can do his thing, but every time he comes to play for his country, that dude kills.
Shows out.
He shows out. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, for me, every time I see that, I got respect for me, for sure.
As a Laker fan, I agree.
Yeah.
As a Laker fan,
he's
agrees.
Toronto now, right? He's Toronto. He's Toronto.
Yeah.
He was kind of a bum for the Lakers, though.
Damn.
He was.
He started those problems.
Yeah. There's a lot of PGs, though. There's a lot of PGs in that spot.
Shorter. For me, I mean, it's an easy answer. That's AJ Adu, man.
AJ Adu.
Oh,
AJ
nice.
Like,
nice.
He really impressed me. Like, I didn't know much about him. I haven't seen him play. But just the toughness and the tenacity he
for
played
sure.
with.
Yeah.
To, you know, the way that he played Cat first game. And he kind of played within himself. Didn't play out of who he was.
Yeah.
Did all the little things. Rebound. Defended the rim well.
Yeah.
He really impressed me. I liked him a lot.
Nice.
Thanks so much for the question. I'm part of the strong app.
Yeah.
I got to watch a lot of Serbia's games.
Yeah.
I became a Bogdan Bogdanovic fan. I am now a stan. Bilib na bilib ako sa kanya. He played so well. And when they lost that game, was it against Puerto Rico? Or who was it against? But they lost one game.
Right.
I saw his face. He really was like, I could tell that this guy was going to come back and going to kill whoever they were going to face next. So that would be my answer.
Bogdan.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you, man.
Thanks so much.
You watched every game?
Sorry?
You watched every game,
sir?
And you don't know who they lost to?
I forgot. Huh. I'm tired. Mercado, okay? I'm exhausted.
Hold on.
Anyone else have anything to ask? Don't be shy. Gio, come on down.
Come on
down,
Gio.
Let's go, Gio. Thank you, by the way, to Clutch Points PH for taking care of us.
Yeah, Clutch Points.
Thank you, guys.
Clutch.
Hi, Gio. Clutch.
Gio got that Simon and Sea Soak.
Damn. Got that Jerry curl.
Look at that curl. Damn. Okay.
So with this year, with the 23 World Cup, which version of the last three World Cup teams do you think would have done best? Like, more than one win.
Wow.
You mean Gilas?
Yeah, Gilas. Like, it can be like JD's Asia Cup team or your team that you were prepping, but which version of it would do more than one win?
I'm a huge Jimmy Alapag.
Same.
Guy. So yeah. Any Jimmy Alapag led team,
yeah,
put them in there. Like, Jimmy Alapag, Gabe Norwood, like leaders. That was something that I really feel like they missed that this season.
Yeah.
This was probably the most talented team, like talent-wise, that Philippines has ever seen. But they missed that Jimmy Alapag leader. And so I'm going to choose any team that he's on over any of the teams.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Say the same as me. Go ahead.
And that will be my answer as well, 2014.
We're from the same generation, man. So we got a chance to play with Jimbo. And he's like a once in a generational type of player. So when you're with him and you see him behind the scenes on how he works, like,
yeah, man.
You would jump off the bridge if that dude told you to jump off a bridge, bro. Like, you'd be surprised, like, on how
amazing,
well,
man.
He's a leader. So just like Saul said, like we were lacking, not lacking, but like we need a little extra oomph in terms of leadership.
It felt like they were gun shy at sometimes, like this year. Like the shooters were gun shy.
It's tough, right? It's tough. I mean, like, first, like, this happens on Hinebra a lot, and Saul could agree with me. Like, when your best player is so good, you just naturally defer to him.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about Justin, right?
Yeah.
And we get to points in the season where a coach and our leaders have on the team have to tell us to stop passing to him because he's going to get his shots regardless.
Coach calls it Justin reliant.
Yeah.
Don't be Justin reliant. Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened on Gilas. Like, Jordan is so talented. It was like amongst the team, we just deferred to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, JC, take it, go. Like, he is so nasty. And by the time we reached our third game, that was the point when, like, all right, oh, the locals, we got to be aggressive now. Look, we got to be aggressive. But by that point, we didn't have a rhythm, right? That game, we couldn't shoot. So all of a sudden, when our locals tried to turn up and be aggressive, it obviously wasn't there. So it comes with the balance, right? It's easier said than done, but I think that's just one of the things we have to address from every now and then. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gio, for the incredible question. Just to piggyback off of his question and off of your answer, you know, we don't have a Jimmy Alapag and a Gabe Norwood. Who do you think could be their heir apparents? Who could be the next Jimmy for our Gilas? Who could be the next Gabe for our Gilas? Just those leader type guys who just take the reins.
It's got to be Kiefer. It's got to be Kiefer, just because he's already the one that's got handed the baton, technically, from Jimbo. Because if it's not him, who's it going to be? That team is so young already as it is. And Kiefer seems the one that has...
Good answer.
The mentals.
Yes.
He's more the older out of the group. Like, I think it's no choice, but it has to be him.
Mm-hmm. I like that answer, and I agree. How about you, Saul?
Yeah, I like that answer. I mean, I think I said that before, Kiefer, but, I mean, just not say the same answer. I think somebody that could step into that kind of leadership role and embrace it will take his game to the next level, and he seems like a really quiet guy, is Dwight Ramos.
Dwight, yeah.
I think that if he could take on and embody that, like, hey, I'm going to be a leader of this team. I'm going to bring my guys together and get him to come to war with me. That's one guy I can see really, really doing it. He's young. He has the talent to do it.
Yes.
He kind of embodies that guys want to follow him. And so I really think he could step into that.
Is he talkative? Like, I personally don't know him that well.
I've never met him, but in interviews, he seems kind of quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, as a leader, like, I mean, we're just going off of Jim and Gabe. Like, you have to talk. Like, you can't be a lead by example type of guy. When we're talking about leaders, when you're going to lead the team, you got to make sure you can talk. Mm. You got to have a mouthpiece.
Yeah, I mean, but there's guys that do. I mean, Gabe's one of those guys that leads by example. Gabe don't talk much either. He does. He's not super quiet like Dwight. No, I saw Dwight at the gym, and I said, what's up to him? I really don't think he said hi. Like, yeah. I think he just, like,
what did you say, though? Mouth,
just gave me a high five. Like, he doesn't talk. You could tell he's a very quiet dude.
But wouldn't you say if you had two in your hand, there's leader by example, or there's the one that's got the mouthpiece that can galvanize a group with his words?
And can also lead by example.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like...
Well, that's one. Like, you can't sit there and have a mouthpiece and not lead by example either.
True.
No, you got to have one.
You got to have both. Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have a mouthpiece. If you want to, like, get the best and the most out of your squad...
100%.
You got to have a mouthpiece.
100%. Like,
for sure, you got to back it up with, you know, back it up by example. No doubt. If you don't have that, then you got nothing.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I think you got to have a mouthpiece if you want to bring it all together.
Might be the first time you guys agreed on anything, so I'm very happy about that.
That's
we got one more
thing.
Question from the audience. Ben, let's go.
Sticking with Gilas, we know Team Cone's coaching Gilas for the Asian Games. Question is, would you stick with Coach Team coaching for Gilas in the next World Cup, or do you have anyone that would come to your mind who would best fit for the role?
Thank you, Ben.
That's a good one.
So that's a great question. I love Coach Tim. My favorite coach of all time. I don't think he's the one though for Gilas. I think that he is really focused on Hanebra. I think they need somebody that is not in the PBA. I think they need someone that could dedicate their whole entire life.
Good point.
To straight Gilas. That's it. It isn't coaching anything else. Can go out and have free time to, whether it's scouting, recruiting, whatever it is, to really get this program from the grassroots built up. Coach Tim kind of has his hands full.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think he's going to do a great job in the Asian Games. He's an incredible coach, but I don't think he's the one to be the coach moving forward.
Then who for you? An outsider, a European coach, because that's what everyone's leaning towards, right?
I mean, I might sound like I'm kind of on him right now, but it is my brother, and I really believe like he's amazing, and he's the guy Alipot. For the job. Jimmy Alipot.
If you were Jimmy, though, would you
probably
leave?
No.
Nah, you wouldn't take it.
If they could, if they gave him an opportunity to kind of do both. Again, I'm kind of contradicting myself because you need someone that's going to be full-time. Mm-hmm. But his experience mm-hmm. that he's getting at the NBA level, I mean, obviously the NBA players didn't show much, but it is valuable to bring on to Gilas.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll get it one day. But
you think he'll what?
I think he'll get it one day.
Yeah,
he'll be
sure.
The coach one day.
For sure,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
The timing right now is bad, obviously. Like, I think we all agree in here that Jimmy, he is going to be the national team coach. It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen one of these days. I think he has to, I think, pay his dues and do his thing in the NBA for a little bit before he gets that call up. So outside of Jimmy, because I agree with you, I think Jimmy should get it. Outside of Jim, if it's not Coach Trot, for me, what I saw that was working, because I got to see things to see if they work, not just hearsay. Like, Coach Tab was not doing a bad job when he was doing the national team duties. You got to give him credit.
Yeah. You got really young guys on that team, too.
Yeah.
He has a great mind, too. He has a great mind.
Man, he has a beautiful basketball mind. So I think they should rediscover that, you know? Get into Coach Tab.
Revisit that, yes. Uh-huh.
See if they can get on the same page, because it would be cool to see Tab get another shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You see that happening, though?
Huh?
Do you see that happening?
I don't.
No.
I don't.
But
I
how don't. Cool would it be if Eric Spoelstra comes? Ooh. That would be pretty dope.
Would he take
got
it?
Got chills.
That would be dope. I bet he would. He would.
Yeah.
He would think twice about it.
That would be cool. How cool would it be if 10 actually drank her drink?
I mean, oh. Alayue. I got another question from the audience. The great Mr. Simon and Ciso has something to say.
Hey,
what
okay.
up, Si?
My question's about Gilas as well. What are your guys' thoughts on the new management changes?
Ooh.
And what players would you guys add to the Gilas team that you think would help?
Simon and Ciso, dog.
Nah, man.
Hey,
we talked about this a lot, dog.
Set the tone.
We talked about this all the time, Si. Like, our job's not to pick the 12. Like, I don't want to take out anyone from that current lineup. That's not my job. But to play hearsay, we've always wanted to see new. We always
new,
wanted to see
yes.
Newsome. We wanted to see
absolutely.
Newsome on the squad.
For sure.
Just because he's a big guard. He knows how to play the PG.
Versatile.
He knows how to play make. He can shoot. Like, I think he will be one of the dudes to be on there for sure. But I can't tell you which dude you take off.
Is it me or is JD like talking really slow? Like, I don't know if he's like turd. He's like, yeah, it just seems like you're just talking. Like, it takes a while for your words to come out, bro. Like,
why are you watching my words so close?
I know.
Like, are you really watching my words so close?
It's weird, bro. I'm like, is you going to get to your answer or what?
Why don't you just focus on you?
Let's get to your answer
so
then.
Is there... I didn't know there was new management, but yeah, they need, I feel like Gilas does need a whole new landscape. I mean, I think they need to renovate that whole.
Ground up?
Yeah.
Who would you pick?
Up.
Who would you pick?
A player I like to see, honestly, when he did play was Bolick, Robert Bolick.
Mm.
I liked how he played. I liked how he played. He played kind of like that Puso, like fearless.
Oh, shit. What about Jordan Heading? We should have had Heading
well,
we in there.
We talked about Heading, yeah.
We should have had Heading.
We talked about Heading and Matthew
there.
Wright
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
But Robert Bolick, man, like, I think he plays like that fearless.
Agreed.
I don't care who the fuck's in front of me. I mean, who the hell's in let's run that back. Who the hell's in front of me?
CJ plays like that, though. CJ don't care. Like, when he's in the league, he plays like that.
Yeah, but
10 already scratched him out. Can I throw my 2 cents in real quick?
Yeah.
I feel like they were missing Bobby a lot. Man.
Oh yeah,
Bobby Ray Parks.
Yeah,
very
yeah
man. Very versatile, can lock up, can shoot,
and he's a big guard too.
He's a big guard.
Big guard.
He can kind of take that leadership role as well.
I mean,
yeah.
He's kind of a guy that you know kind of leads by example as well, but can also be vocal in a very Filipino way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He speaks Tagalog fluently. Can kind of you know take that role as well, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You're speaking our language.
Hey,
we're all
Simon,
Bobby Ray
Simon,
apologists
you
wanna
here. You want to come join us?
You want to come with us?
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Just for a while.
Come on,
dog.
Come on, Simon. Set the tone. Set the tone, Simon.
Let's go, Uncle
Simon.
Can we get this man a mic?
Set the tone, Simon.
Get this man a mic, bro.
Okay.
Get this man a mic.
So I was going to throw back your question at you, and you already answered the second part. How about the first part of your question, the management of the team? What would you change about it, and who would you put there instead?
I don't want to say it anymore.
I agree, I think that they need some changes, but I'm kind of like what JD is. Like, it's not my job or my role to say.
Mm-hmm. But you made it their job and their role to say it.
I know, but, you know, these are, like, kind of the guys that, you know, kind of paved the way for me. So to ask that question, they have – you know, more insight about. I mean, I've been in the league for what? Not as much as
calling
years
them old.
As they guys, but
you're getting up there, Doug.
Not old, but you know, very.
You're getting up there,
Si.
Okay, knowledgeable.
I got
good
a question
save.
For you, Simon. You you're one of the you know best guards in this league and play for one of the most popular teams.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this on previous episodes before. What do you think the PBA can do to help out Gilas moving forward? Something that they can do that could, whether it's the rule changes, whether it's start playing by FIBA rules or, you know, start lending time. You know, we talked about time before. What are your thoughts on that the PBA can do to help out the national team?
I mean, I think you answered it. I think time is a big part. You see all these teams, Serbia, Germany, they've been playing together since what? They were like 16?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we kind of did it like how the USA did it, where just kind of threw talented guys together and was like, go win us the gold. I mean, it doesn't really work like that. And we obviously saw that this year in the World Cup.
Yeah. Do you think that if you played on a national team?
Ooh, I like this.
What would be your role as a national team player?
And who would you replace?
And who would you take out?
I like it.
I'm not going to answer who I would take
out. No. You ain't our guest. All right, get off. Get this guy off the set.
But my role, I think I could be more of that, like, defensive, like, hard-nosed defender that kind of sets the tone in that way. You know, I think that, like, Gilles was missing that. I think we were very talented offensively, but no one wanted to sacrifice and take the role to shut down the best player.
Like a Mondo a little bit. Rance.
Yeah.
When he came up,
something
like
that.
Picked
up 94 feet.
Set
and
the
just
tone.
Like,
yeah, like that.
You know, run the team and kind of, you know, get guys the ball in the right places and just kind of set a defensive mindset to the Gilles team. Yeah.
Like that.
Good answer. Good answers, everybody, and great questions. Thank you once again to everybody for being here. A lot of firsts today, our first ever taping in front of a live audience. The first of many times that Simon and Ciso is going to be on our show. I'm predicting that he's going to be guesting a lot more. Thank you once again for supporting the show throughout the last 9 episodes. Hopefully you show our 10th episode just as much love. We are not ending the season yet. We have a few more episodes up our sleeves. And speaking of, are we now going to reveal who our guest for episode 11 is? Because it's going to be a big one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big one. We allowed to? We're allowed to say now?
Yeah. Let's say it, right?
Obviously, we wanted to pick someone that really would connect with our people here in the Philippines and the basketball community. So we're going to have Coach Chot come on to our show.
Coach Chot Reyes, episode 11.
He's going to give a little spiel on just anything that we kind of want to talk about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he's taking a lot of flack. I mean, what we do on Let It Fly is we give people the opportunity to tell their story that people don't really know. So he's taking a lot of flack from people not understanding, outsiders looking in. So we're going to get the real insight right here.
That's right.
Right here, Let It Fly. You get
and
the
I got
real
a,
deal.
Is this my camera right here?
That's your camera.
Gabe Norwood, just want you to know, you are not safe, my man.
Oh, shit.
What? We got Simon and Ciso in your seat.
Oh.
You will be replaced, brother.
Damn. What about
bring
Joe?
Your ass here, boy.
How about Joe?
What about Jay? He ain't even here
Joe's
ever.
Never had a seat.
He's
so
replaced.
Simon can't take his.
Okay, there you go. So watch out for that. Episode 11, we're going to be taping that in a couple of days. So you guys still have a chance to send in your questions for Coach Chot. The comment section is wide open. Don't forget to follow us on all of our socials. We're the Let It Fly podcast. This is episode 10. Thank you once again for all the support. And thank you to everybody here for being here at our very first live taping. Thank you guys and see you guys in our next one.
Hey guys, I just want to give a special shout out to 20bet.com for sponsoring our live event. I hope you guys had fun just as much as we did. Make sure you click the link in the description to download and win a bonus for your first deposit. Happy betting and good luck.